Hello, everyone. I'm your host today, Robin Miller, for TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of Educators Worldwide. And today, our guest will be Delia Topham. Delia has 16 years international experience working all over the world as both a teacher trainer and an English teacher. She's currently in her home country of Tajikistan doing two projects with the American Council. And she's going to speak with us about experiential learning today. So welcome, Delia.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. And let's start off by, can you explain just what is experiential learning?
Yes, the experiential learning theory was developed by the American educational theorist David Allen Kolb in 1984. He proposed that the crucial part of any kind of learning was the experience. So by going through the experience and actively participating in it, the learning would be constructed by the learners. So his theory consists of four stages: concrete experience, reflective observation, abstract conceptualization, and active experimentation. So today I would like to talk about the experiential learning theory in the context of professional development, teacher training, and specifically feedback sessions. As you mentioned, I'm currently involved in two projects. In one of them, I work as a teacher trainer. So a part of teacher training are, of course, feedback sessions where I meet with the teachers and we try to go through the experimental, using experimental learning theory, reflect on the experience. During the feedback session, I introduced the experimental learning theory to the teachers, and then teachers on the first stage of the experimental learning theory, which is concrete experimentation, teachers choose the part of class that worked well or didn't work so well and describe what happened. So at that stage, the description and details are very important. A teacher answers the questions of what happened, what did you do, what did students do, what was the task, what was the physical setting, how long did it take to do this task. So as many details as possible about the specific task or activity. And then when teacher is guided to the next stage, which is reflective observation, teacher thinks about why this happened in this way or the other way. And on the third stage of abstract conceptualization, the teacher creates new concepts or hypotheses about learning and teaching, or uses the well-known theories that already exist and connects the reflective part of it with the existing theory. And on the fourth stage, teacher makes action plans. So thinks about the next step. Okay, next time I will try this or I will do this or that. So basically planning for the next teaching experience. So as you can see, it goes in a circle. So this theory is also called the experimental learning cycle, as learning continues happening. So teacher goes and tries this new concepts and then reflects again, builds new concepts, and it just keeps going on and on.
Okay.
So this is basically the general idea of it, yeah.
Could you give an example, a quick example of?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a very simple example. As educators, we both know that pair work and group work are very important in student-centered classes. And we know that it allows students to practice language more and to share the answers and to feel more confident responding to teachers' questions. So recently, one of the teachers had this experience when the energy of her class was very, very low. And then when we were describing what happened, teacher pointed out that lots of tasks she did were conducted in an open class. So basically, teacher was asking a question and just waiting for some students to volunteer to answer. And of course, as we know, only the strongest students are always willing to answer, and the shy ones just sit there and keep quiet. And on reflective observation part, we thought, why did this happen? And she realized that, oh, because there was no any pair work or group work, so the energy went down because students were not really engaged and were not feeling comfortable sharing. So in abstract conceptualization, we already have a well-known theory about the importance of pair work and group work in student-centered classes. And so she connected it with that theory, that experience. And in the active experimentation part, she made an action plan that next time in my next lesson, I will try to use pair work and group work to keep my students engaged and active and to help them to feel comfortable first sharing with each other and then sharing in an open class. So that was a like simple, very simple example
Yeah,
of
sure.
the experiential learning
Okay.
cycle.
So you've been talking in the context of teacher training, but it seems like any teacher can just use this technique and find it very helpful.
Yes, absolutely. As a teacher trainer, I guide the teachers and basically I give them this tool because I've been using this tool as myself as a teacher. It helps me to reflect on my experience and to build some new knowledge and construct some theories that, the groups are always different. Something works with this group, doesn't work with another. So you always just thinking what is better in this context or that. Cultures are different, students are different, ages are different. So always we have something new that we have to change and modify and adjust. And the experiential learning cycle is a very, very helpful tool for me personally as a teacher for my own professional development.
It also has advantages, I think, for you as you mentioned, as a teacher trainer. You told me a story that maybe you can share about what happened in trying to give feedback to one of your trainees and.
Yes, yeah, so on like basically why I find this experiential learning cycle so important is because recently I had this situation with one of the teachers when I observed the teacher and I was taking observation notes while observing, and then I was ready for the feedback session where I wanted to introduce that teacher to the experiential learning cycle, so she could reflect on her experience and, of course, actively participate in her own learning and create action plans for her next teaching experience. Unfortunately, that teacher didn't have time for feedback session, and she asked me to send my notes to her. So I did, and the next time we met, I felt that she had many questions and felt a little bit defensive, trying to justify her answers, and I felt that maybe she had a feeling of being judged or criticized by me. And then by reflecting on my own experience, I thought that this happened because she didn't have a chance to go through the experiential learning cycle and just think about her experience. And instead of me telling her what to do, she would have had an opportunity to think about what happened and make her own decisions based on the learning that happened at that moment. So that's why I feel that for the teachers not to have this feeling of defensiveness or being judged or criticized, I find the experiential learning cycle as a very useful tool that eliminates that feeling. Also, the second reason why I really
Mm-hmm.
find it important is that as a teacher, I believe in student-centered classes, and I allow my students to participate actively in class and give them opportunities to practice language as much as possible. So for me, I wanted to take this student-centeredness from my classes into the teacher training process and make it not teacher trainer-centered, but teacher-centered. So allow an opportunity for the teachers to think what happened and reflect and build the new knowledge based on their own reflections and thinking process and observations. So it allows teachers to be an active part of their own learning process, which is very important, and basically the idea of Kolb's experimental learning theory.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Delia, for
Thank
sharing
you.
all this. It's inspired me. I hope it's inspired our viewers as well. Delia is going to leave in the comments contact information. So if you'd like to be connected with her learn more about this. Also, as I think you told me, there's a lot of information out there if somebody
Yes.
just looks up the topic of experiential learning. But if you'd like a personal connection to it, you can contact Delia. So check the comments below the video. I want to thank our viewers for their tuning in to our podcast. This has been Robin Miller for TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. We invite you to like and subscribe on social media and feel free to leave comments. Also, to share a teaching trip that you've tried that you want to recommend. So, thank you again, everyone, and see you next time. Bye bye.